KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, Laguna's only FM. KX93.5.
That is AC/DC doing What Do You Do for Money? And this is, you're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's only FM here in Laguna Beach, California. I am John Troy, and this is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. This is a show where we listen to music and we talk about music. I'm a professional musician of some talent, I guess. Not as much as others, and maybe more than others, but that's what I am, and that's the angle I'm taking. We're talking about the mechanics of music, of songs. And what I was thinking, this is evolving as we go, and the way it's turned out is every week I have a theme, a different theme. Last week, the theme was money, and we talked about songs that were money. That way we can get sort of an eclectic brew. And I thought, well, what do we do this week? I was thinking about money and what you do for money. And we mentioned whores last week. So I thought, okay, let's make this show about prostitution. And that the last song was, all these songs have a different point of view. That last one was the singer was talking to the hooker. And it wasn't very nice. He was saying, "You're always pushing, shoving, satisfied with nothing, you bitch. You're loving on the take. You're always on the make, squeezing all the blood out of men. You're always grabbing, stabbing." So he's pretty angry, isn't he? I'd say. That's AC/DC, What Do You Do It For Money? Now, this next song is Roxanne by The Police. Now, you've heard it many times, but let's look at the song a little bit. This is a point of view. This is a man singing to a hooker again, but this is he doesn't hate this one. He loves her. Sting wrote this when he was in Amsterdam. He saw the women working there, and he imagined a man in love with a prostitute, and he's begging her not to go out. This song is very musical. Now, what do I mean when I say a song is musical? Of course it's musical. It's a song, it's music. Well, it's sort of like when you talk about football, you say this team is very physical, or this game is very physical. What do you mean? Football is physical. It's redundant. Well, it's sort of in vernacular. If a game look at the last two playoffs, the Broncos and the Patriots were sort of a blah game compared to a much more physical game, the Niners and whoever they lost to, the Seahawks. I mean, there were fumbles everywhere, the bad hits, a horrible injury that they showed over and over again. The game was a heart attack. It was a very physical game. Well, some bands are more physical than others. Some songs are more physical. I mean, it's not physical. No. Yes, some songs are very physical. I'm talking about musical songs. Like, for instance, Miles Davis, Miles Davis is more musical than Clarence Clemens. Al Jarreau is more musical, in my opinion. You might not share this opinion, but, you know, I don't really care. Al Jarreau is more musical than Don McLean. The Police were more musical than the Grateful Dead. This song is interesting because it's very mathematical, as all music is. But we're going to talk again about the mechanics of 4/4 time, and here on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. And this song starts out with downbeats. It's Andy Summers on guitar, and he's going dank, 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 1, 2, 3, 4. He's hitting it. There's all downbeats. So it starts out 1, 2, 3, 4. Dank, 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 dank. He's hitting downbeats, okay? And then now if I'm clapping on downbeats, if I chop it up into 8 notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hear that clap in there? That's between the downbeat. Well, if it's not a downbeat, it is an upbeat. That's right, boys and girls. It's an upbeat, and it's between the downbeats. It comes between. So, and musicians will often use the word and. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like if I'm counting off a song, it's really slow, I'm probably not going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, because you're sort of waiting for every shoe to drop. I would chop it up. I'd go 1, 2, 3, 4, and boom. So by the time I get to the downbeat, to the downbeat, which is the one, they're all downbeats, but the downbeat of a bar is the one, okay? But every downbeat is a downbeat, okay? Now, so he's going dank, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2, 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 2, 3, 4, and see, he's hitting the and of one. When the upbeat that comes after a downbeat is the and of that one, see? So he's hitting the and of one and then the two. And 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2, 2, 3, 4, and 2, see? And then when they get to the chorus, 1, 2, 3, and ta, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 1, 2, 3, Roxanne, 2, 3, 4. See what I mean? They're upbeats again. So they're really using the upbeats. Now, what does that do to a song? It gives it a lift, is what it does. The and of 4 is right before the downbeat. It's right before the 1. It's anticipates the 1. You know, a musician will say that sometimes. They'll say, "Do you want me to hit the downbeat, or do you want me to anticipate?" 1, 2, 3, and 4, and. See? 1, 2, 3, Roxanne. Now, if I just move those two notes over just 1/8 note. Just 1/8 note, move it over just that little bit. Then they're on the downbeat. And that would change the whole feel of the thing. It would sound like this. 1, 2, 3, Roxanne. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, Roxanne. You know, that's a whole different feel. Now let's go back to the way it really is. 1, 2, 3, Roxanne. Pang, ting, dong. 2, 3, Roxanne. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and. See? Pretty cool, huh? Anyway, so knowing that, let's listen to The Police do Roxanne. Here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Listen. That's The Police doing Roxanne here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Boy, he can sing high, that guy. Wow, must be wearing his tight shorts. All right, now let's listen to Just a Gigolo. Some of you might remember, it's been a while now already, but it was David Lee Roth sang this song, and it's kind of, I always got a kick out of that guy. You talk about the antithesis, the complete, absolute opposite of Kurt Cobain. This guy loved being, I'm a rock star, I'm having so much fun. He was always so happy, I got a kick out of it. Where was I? Let's see, Just a Gigolo, yeah, okay. Now, he basically covered Louis Prima. Did it the same way, that is, David Lee Roth did it the same way that Louis Prima did, also going into I Ain't Got Nobody. Some people might think that it's all the same song when he goes, and nobody cares. Let's see, Just Like a Joe, Just the Gigolo, as life goes on without me, cause I ain't got nobody, you know, and people might think that's the same song. No, he started a second song. It's a medley. Those two songs were put together by Louis Prima. And but the original song is much more wistful and regretful. It was written in 1928. It's a male hooker or escort anyway. A gigolo is a male. And it was done by I'm going to play this version by Louis Armstrong, and it's much more wistful, much slower, much more appropriate to the lyrics, I believe. But there's some irony there too, because when the band gets going, it swings, which I think, it's my interpretation, which reflects the gay lifestyle. I mean gay, not lifestyle, but the gay in its original meaning back in the 20s and 30s, when everything is, just put a smile on your face and be happy, but it's sort of like the tears of a clown. They pretend to be having a great time, but he's just a gigolo. I mean, the lyrics are very sad, actually. I'm just a gigolo. Everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. And then David Lee Roth changed it to, ooh, what they're saying. Ooh, what they're saying. They're so scandalous. Well, no, that's not the words. He changed them. The real words are paid for every dance, selling each romance, every night, some heart betraying. You know, that's a hard thing to do. It's that can do something to your conscience after a while. Ever hear the phrase, cold as a hooker's heart? I have. There will come a day, youth will pass away. What'll they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo as life goes on without me. Let's listen to Louis Armstrong do Just a Gigolo, recorded in 1931 here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen. Whoops. Enjoy Little Feet.
I've seen the bright lights of Memphis and the Commodore Hotel. And underneath the street lamp, I met a southern belle. Well, she took me to the river where she cast her spell. And in that southern moonlight, she sang the song so well. Yeah.
And all the bombers at the bar began to say,
There goes Little Feet doing Dixie Chicken, the song that I said I said something else. My mistake. Sorry about that. That was Dixie Chicken, the point of view of a John who's looking back at his experience with a little bit of self-deprecation, a little bit of irony. Lowell George wrote that song called Dixie Chicken here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Now, remember all that I said about Just a Gigolo? Well, now we're going to play it. This is Louis Armstrong doing Just a Gigolo here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Everybody know, the people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Every night some heart betraying. Now there will come a day, youth will pass away. Then what will they say about me, baby Lou? When the end comes, I know they'll say just another jig I know. As life goes on without me.
Armstrong doing Just a Gigolo here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and this is John Troy's crunchy shimwa. Okay. The next song we're going to listen to is Lady Marmalade. Some of you might remember this one was done by Christina Aguilera. She was joined by Pink and Maya and Lil' Kim, but that was a cover. The original was by Patti LaBelle. It was funny when I looked it up online. It said that Christina Aguilera, on this one page I was on, that she wrote it, which is a pretty cute trick because it was Patti LaBelle recorded it 6 years before Christina was born. Wow, she is good. These lyrics are, it's a narrator's point of view, and it describes one meeting between a John and a hooker. Why do they call them Johns? Well, a client would not want to give his real name to anyone, so a common name you'd hear would be, what's your name? John Smith. So it became, they all became Johns then. The lyrics go, he met Marmalade down in old New Orleans, strutting her stuff on the street. She said, hello, hey, Joe, you want to give it a go? Gitchy, gitchy, ya, ya, ta, ta. Gitchy, gitchy, ya, ya, here. Moco chocolata, ya, ya, Creole lady Marmalade. That's very strong, I think. You're walking down the street, young man, and all of a sudden somebody comes up and a whole new world can open up for you. You mean I can really do that? Yes, son. You can. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Do you want to sleep with me tonight? He sat in her boudoir while she freshened up. The boy drank all the magnolia wine on her black satin sheets where he started to freak, gitchy, gitchy, and so forth. Touching her skin, feeling silky smooth, color of café au lait, made the savage beast inside roar until it cried more. Now he's at home, doing 9 to 5, living his gray flannel life. But when he turns off to sleep, all memories keep more, more, more. Let's listen to Patti LaBelle sing Lady Marmalade, recorded in 1974 here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Ce soir, voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ce soir, voulez-vous.
There goes Patti LaBelle singing Lady Marmalade here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm John Troy, your host, and we are now going to listen to Billie Holiday sing Love for Sale. Love for Sale might be the definitive song about prostitution. It's written from the prostitute's point of view. It's a woman this time singing. It's written by Cole Porter, one of the great ones. He wrote it for the Broadway musical The New Yorkers, which played for not very long, 1930 and 31, from December to May. The song was banned, of course. I want you to hear the intro. Billie Holiday chooses not to sing the intro. I don't know. That was her choice, but I want to read the lyrics to the intro, and then I'll play you the song. And listen to the words. When the only sound on the empty street is the heavy tread of the heavy feet that belong to a lonesome cop, I open shop. When the moon so long has been gazing down on the wayward ways of this wayward town that her smile becomes a smirk, I go to work. Let's let Billie Holiday take over singing Love for Sale here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Appetizing young love for sale. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample my supply? Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Love for sale. Let the poet's pipe of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. Old love, new love, every love but true love. Love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. If you want to buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs. Love for sale.
Billie Holiday singing Love for Sale here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We are listening to songs tonight about prostitution. It's a lot of songwriters have had something to say about it. It's a thought-provoking topic. There are many points of view to the songs we've been listening to. Some of the John, some of a man singing to the woman, some from the point of view of the prostitute herself or himself, and some from a narrator. This starts out as a narrator. This next one is Frank Zappa. Now, this is crazy. Frank Zappa He was concerned. He concerned himself with absurdity. His mission, I think, was to point out the absurdity of life and prostitution. He makes it sound absurd. He just says what it is. He basically just says what it is, and the music around it just is nutty. I'm glad I didn't have to read these charts. The lyrics go: she's only 17. She's really sort of cute. She's working on the street. She's a teenage prostitute. She ran away from home. Her mom was destitute. Her daddy doesn't care. She's a teenage prostitute. Now it's tragic lyrics, but he makes it crazy. And then she says, "I've got a pimp. He treats me like a dog." And then the chorus goes, "All the stuff she's shooting keeps her in a fog." The chorus, in like a Greek chorus, that is. "I would really like to try and get away, but if she gets caught, her pimp will cause her some dismay." It's a nutty song. Hold on tight, buckle your seatbelts, and listen to Frank Zappa to Teenage Prostitute here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen. Yeah, that's Frank Zappa doing Teenage Prostitute KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm John Troy. We are listening to songs about prostitution. Now we're going to listen to House of the Rising Sun, but not by the Animals. That they did a great job. I like the way they did it, but the song, again, there is a house in New Orleans they call the Rat. I mean, it doesn't really get what I think the songwriter was going for. I think Nina Simone does a little more to the point. I don't want to take anything away from the Animals or their version. I'm just saying that this mood that Nina creates is closer to, I think, the feel of the lyrics of the song. They did it, the Animals did it in an arpeggiated sort of 6/8. Yeah, the organs are going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, that's a 6/8 feel. Well, this is a regular 3/4 feel. Now, I've always said, since this show began, that most American music, popular music, is in 4/4 time. And that is true. This is an exception. This song, the way Nina does it, is in 3/4. Okay, so there's three beats to a measure. And a quarter note gets one beat. The top number, when you look at it, they're stacked. So the three goes over the four, or the four goes over the four. So the three means there's three beats in a measure, and the bottom one's a four, that's a quarter note. That gets one beat. So there's three beats to a measure, and a quarter note gets one beat. So instead of counting it off, one, two, three, four, no, it's one, two, three, two, three, one. And you often hear it like one, one, one. Like a waltz. That's a waltz. That's 3-4. Waltz. If it's a waltz, it's 3-4. That's what a waltz is. Okay? Okay, so this is Nina Simone. And you hear at the beginning, it's a live performance in some club. I don't know where. You hear her. You hear these. She's doing this. And the band sort of falls in. She's the leader of the band. Sometimes they don't count off the leader of the band. She'll just indicate the tempo. The tempo, it can really throw a singer off, a lot of singers, not all singers, but it can really throw you off if the band is playing the song too fast or too slow. It can really mess you up. You want it to feel right. So she's letting the band know where the tempo is, where the beat is. And she's doing this one, she's doing the 2-3. So it's 1-2-3. One, two, three. That's what she's doing, letting him know. So that's nice to sort of hear that. Let's listen to Nina Simone. This was recorded in 1962, 2 years before the Animals version, The House of the Rising Sun, which is a brothel in New Orleans. It's a cat house. And this is a hooker's point of view. The House of the Rising Sun here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call it the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor girl, and me, oh God, I'm one. If I had only listened to what my mama said, I'd be at home today. Being so young and foolish, my Lord, let a gambling lead me astray. Now my mother is a tailor. She sews those new blue jeans. And my sweetheart is a drunkard, Lord. Drinks down in New Orleans. Now the only thing a drunken man needs is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time he's satisfied, Lord, is when he's on the ground. Somebody go get my baby sister. Tell her to do, never to do what I have done. But shun that house in New Orleans. they call it the rising sun. Well, I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost won.
Simone singing House of the Rising Sun here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I think that captures that and Billie Holiday's rendition of Love for Sale. Both those songs, both those approaches capture the sadness, I think, that is probably part and parcel to this line of work. The next song is ZZ Top, called Mexican Blackbird. It's a narrator's point of view. It's descriptive. It's admiring. The lyrics, one of the lyrics go, they all call her puta because no one really knows her name. She works at the cantina dancing and loving's her trade. Her mama was a Mexican and her daddy was the ace of spades. Puta means whore in Spanish. So let's listen to ZZ Top sing Mexican Blackbird here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
If you're down in Acuna and you ain't up to being alone, don't spend all your money on just any honey that's grown. Go find the Mexican Blackbird and send all your troubles back home. They all call her puta, 'cause no one really knows her name. She works the cantina, dancing and a loving's her trade. Here.
That was ZZ Top singing Mexican Blackbird here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Added some interesting changes on it and sort of a staggering ending. It's like they didn't really... are you quitting? Oh, you want to stop now? Okay, let's stop. Oh, you stop too. Okay. All right. This is John Troy. That you've been listening to for the last hour to my show, which is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We've been listening to songs about prostitution. One show sort of leads to the other. I've been thinking about last show's about money. This show's about prostitution. And what happens when you see a hooker? Well, it might mess with your personal life. So the next week's show is going to be about divorce. There's a gold mine there, too. You can like me. Please like me. On Facebook at facebook.com/JohnTroyMusic. Also, I've started a blog. You can check that out at just in the URL field. Just put johntroy.net. You can also, on the Facebook page, back to the Facebook page, jump back to the Facebook page and send me your email address if you want to get my gig updates where I tell you where I'm going to play, because I am a working musician and I need to pay the rent. So I'd like it if you'd come and see me play. That would be fine. All right. So thanks a lot. We're going to go out with this song. The lyrics go, see them out on the street at night walking, picking up all kinds of strangers. If the price is right, you can score if your pocket's nice. You want a good time, but you ask yourself who they are, like everybody else. They come from near and far. That's Donna Summer trying to get you to understand that prostitutes are just people too. Now, one thing about the mechanics of the song, the music of it, is the beat. This is Donna Summer was known as the queen of disco, I guess, and disco music had a distinctive sound to it. Part of the sound was what musicians call four on the floor. What does four on the floor mean? All right, usually if a drummer is playing a straight 2-4 beat, that is, he's hitting the kick on the one and the three, and that's the bass drum. We call it the kick drum because you hit it with a foot pedal, so you're activating the sound with your foot. And then the snare is on the 2 and a 4, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, pack, boom, pack, boom, pack, boom, pack. Well, in disco, they're still hitting the snare on the 2 and a 4, but they're hitting the kick on the 2 and 4 also. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, 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 boom. So the bass drum is literally on the floor. So the beat is four on the floor. See? It all makes sense. Here's Donna Summer, recorded in 1979, doing Bad Girls here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Hello, girls and boys.